escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dave Portnoy, a Barstool Sports and Fox Sports, ain't allowed in the stadium. What the hell's going on down there in Columbus, Tone?
It's amazing.
You've gone soft, according to a lot of people out there.
They have gone soft.
You're not allowed. What was the first thing you ain't allowed to do? Oh, they're introducing legislature to change the times of kickoff.
Oh, yeah, you to get it out of the big noon
you
kickoff.
You got big government getting involved trying to change that, and now you got Dave Portnoy being banned from the stadium.
Well, Dave Portnoy is a provocateur, Kenny, and a lot of his content during college football season revolves around him ripping into Ohio State and doing it in a way that can be very entertaining, without a doubt. But now he got elevated to this role with Fox that has the games, that obviously has their on-location show. We were going to be talking to Brady Quinn, so we'll ask Brady about it, right? We'll have... You know, at times, Urban Meyer, who we had on last week, he's on that show. And Charles Woodson has been on that show. So they've always represented or had representation from the different schools. And I think they brought in David Portnoy because of the Barstool crowd. Like, you never know what he's going to say. And I think he is amazingly entertaining. He'll throw stuff out there when it comes to sports, news, culture, politics, anything. He throws it all in there. And he has had some incendiary things to say about Ohio State. And so Ohio State's like, we don't want him coming. He's also a Michigan booster, we should add. And he's also dangled all sorts of money to get other players so that they can, for the express purpose of beating Ohio State. And he is always trolling Ohio State at all times. This is why this is great.
He's not being allowed to come into the stadium because he trolls Ohio State?
Yeah, he's a booster. You know, Urban Meyer is not a booster for Ohio State yet, even though it's funny, he has raised money, I'm sure. He's probably spoken at events, but he's not paying players to go to Ohio State the way that Portnoy
to
Michigan.
So wait, any booster from a Michigan can't go to the Ohio State-Michigan game?
I don't know what their policy is.
Is that their policy?
But I think they're adding up everything together. He's openly mocking Ohio State every chance he gets. He trashes the fan base. He trashes, you know, people that are in the program. Well, they have a hefty contract with Fox. Remember, they are partners, so I'm sure they voice their displeasure at having somebody who trashes their program every day come on television, which is supposed to be an infomercial for the conference and for the teams in the conference.
He's a fan of one of the teams in the conference.
But he's not exactly promoting Ohio State, and so they're like, well, we don't want this. Well, I think it's absolutely great is because just to see the look on Ken's face, as much as Dave Portnoy is going to rub it in and be a troll and appeal to the trolls like Ken, who hates Ohio State, it is great to see people like Ken get worked up over this. Michigan fans like Ken,
here we go.
Who are watching from all over the country on YouTube right now, and to see that look in Ken, see how pissed off Ken's getting.
Let me read.
For the rivalry, and it's absolutely great. Because Dave Portnoy is going to go out in the parking lot.
Well, now I'm throwing off.
And they're going to do the segment right there outside of the horseshoe.
Ross Dellinger writes, Ohio State did not ban Dave Portnoy. AD Ross Bjork tells Yahoo Sports. Bjork confirms that Fox decided Portnoy would not be on the main desk of Noon kickoff, and those not on the desk do not normally appear on the field. These are Fox decisions, he emphasized.
Yeah, with heavy influence from, let's be honest, Ohio
State
is without a doubt the show. I mean, Michigan is two. Ohio State's number one when it comes to Fox, this agreement. Everything surrounding the Big Ten. Ohio State is the leader.
Do like every other Michigan fan and get a job on the coaching staff, and then buy a ticket on the secondary market.
Yeah, that's all he has to do. Then he can start filming and then disseminate it to the coaching staff. Then the coaching staff can pretend, we don't know where the information came from.
Is that the gimmick?
And then win a national championship.
But is that the gimmick of what they could do?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Could he all of a sudden be like, let's go to Dave Portnoy, who's sure now in Section 237. It's like, what?
I'm sure
is
they
that
would.
What they're selling? Now, they would be. See, the reason I've liked Big Noon kickoff is I've matured a little bit, or I really did. Lee Corso is the godfather of college football on sports college football television. That aside, I think that game, it just became too. It just really became too. Too. Bubbly, too. Like, let's get this great. It's just too much. I really thought it was a child's program.
Because they went to 3 hours.
And they had to fill it. And I like Tom Rinaldi, but once you got past the Tom Rinaldi make you cry stories, then it just became.
And he's now on Fox.
This is cute, and that is cute, and this is cute, and that is cute. And I go, I'm done. So when I first saw Big Noon kickoff, I go, here's serious guys giving me some football here before this game starts. I like this. Now, Dave Portnoy does entertain me, but if it does become this carnival sideshow, then I guess I'll just go away from it because, I don't get a lot of chances watching anyway because we got the whole youth football thing that I dare not speak of, or Lima's going to start texting my boss over. But other than that, I'd like to see some real breakdown of the games getting ready to be played later on today. Yes.
Look at your chat.
What? Oh, hold on.
We should mention it.
Oh, okay. For a second, I thought we had like hardcore breaking news here. Okay, no, okay.
But it is breaking news.
Browns are trading.
Wait a minute.
Breaking Browns news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
The Browns trade. Cleveland is trading with the Rams for offensive tackle Leviston, KT Leviston, and giving up a seventh in 2028. 2028?
Hey, when you don't bring any of your starters with you and you fly into Cleveland and stay for 18 hours, sometimes you come away trading one of your guys back.
2028? Is this the NBA?
So, all right. So, again, Portnoy is entertaining to me. And I do think that if somehow they cobble together a segment where he's on the outside of the shoe or he's trying to tailgate with Michigan fans right around the Ohio State fans, I think that could be good.
That could be entertaining. But I like it dotted in a little bit. Like when Shane Gillis was on and he called him, what was it? Alabama Jones. When he called Nick Saban Alabama Jones, and Nick Saban wasn't having it. I love that. Yeah. I thought that was great. If Dave Portnoy, I mean, if you take it over the top and it just becomes something ridiculous, well, then we're going to jump the shark, and then that's going to be the end of it. But I enjoy it, and my problem was, man, Tone, you put me in an impossible spot because I'm not an Ohio State fan. I don't hate Ohio State, but I'm not an Ohio State fan anymore. I'm an observer of college football, and, man, I was all ready to get past you trying to make me out to be some Michigan fan, which I'm not a Michigan fan at all. And I was ready to call Texas soft this week. And now I can't call Texas soft because one of the most annoying things that I ever find in college sports is how sensitive they get over the horns down thing. Now, you can't do that on television, and it's a 15-yard penalty if you do horns down in the end zone when you score on them. And they act like you just assaulted their grandmother and threw her down the stairs
because
you do
stuff.
Horns down. I love horns down.
Yeah, I think that's all part of what makes college football so much fun is that the fan bases can take it the extra mile. The alums, they truly hate each other.
I wanted Jeremiah Smith to score a 75-yard touchdown on the first drive and then go right there and do horns down right there in the end zone, and it would have been a great moment for everybody. And now Fox is apparently banning Dave Portnoy, even though...
Although it's interesting, you brought up Shane Gillis. He was at the desk when that happened. I'm pretty sure that was inside the stadium.
One of the great lines ever.
Yeah,
so he's not a Fox employee.
It made it even better than Nick Saban would not put it over and look like he was upset over
it. So Ohio State...
It contradicts what Ross Bjork said about Fox's policy.
Ohio State is a 2.5-point favorite against Texas in this game. I have no idea what to expect.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.